Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Some of you have requested a copy of our preferred local vendors. This is a free guide we put together with people that we like, that we've worked with over time, who do a good job in a variety of different services, like Fred Depp with Windward Roofing and Carpentry. Fred is a master roofer and does carpentry work, and I highly recommend him. Additionally, we've got pool maintenance with Leo Rosetta, Rosetta Pool and Spa Service. If you're looking to build a pool or get your spa serviced, I highly recommend Leo. We've got painting. We've got Alan and Susan Byrne. You've heard them in the past. Alan's from Scotland. He's got a thick brogue, and he's a delightful guy. Miguel Mirio and Fixshine, Jose Garcia, who's with Fixshine. We got movers, move managers. We've had Katie Davis from Let's Move On and Susie Danick from Tad Relocation. Delightful, wonderful people, and I highly recommend that you consider them also. Heating, air conditioning, estate attorneys, you may want to consider, so on. If you want a free copy of our preferred local vendors, you can get it two ways. Number one, you can go online and get our most up-to-date version. And that is at ericstewartgroup.com in our resources, our preferred local vendors. Number two, if you would like a hard mailed copy, we will send it to you, and there is no charge for that service. That is at 1-800-900-9104. Just call and request a copy of that. I mentioned earlier getting your house ready and 10 questions you should ask a realtor before you hire one. Let me cover a couple more of these questions. We talked in the first section of our show about why I should hire you, why you're asking an agent what makes you different. You want to get a clear idea, an explained idea of the marketing strategy. Pretty pictures are nice, but the strategy should be in writing. You need to see samples. You need to see what unique selling tools the agent has that are going to help you sell your home. Like the radio show, for instance, where I talk about my properties. I don't talk about them every week, but I will promote my listings on the show as a means of generating online traffic and potential walkthroughs. How long does it usually take to sell your listings is another good question. We've just come through what is considered the desert of real estate each year. That is July and August. The fireworks go up, the sales come down. We oftentimes will have listings that have been on the market for 4 to 5 to 6 months where the sellers have become exhausted and they cannot sell their houses for whatever reason. And you might be one of those listening today. Yep, that describes me. My house was on the market last year or 4 years ago and I thought it was never going to sell. Hey folks, if you want to know how we work, please call us at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. We'll tell you. Straight up, how do we sell our listings? How long does it take us to usually sell our listings? Ask the agent if they have a guaranteed buy program and make sure it's legitimate. Get it in writing. What exactly is their guaranteed buy program? I hear these advertisements on the radio about guaranteed buy programs, and they're so aspecific, and they're so about getting you to call, but they don't really give you a lot of information until you get on the phone with people. You know, it's a hook, so be careful. Number five, do you offer an in-depth staging consultation as a part of your fee? As your agent dedicated to selling your home, I want to present your property in the best possible light. By providing you with room-by-room advice on what to move out and what color to paint and what minor updates are necessary, I know that this is going to increase your home price and decrease the time that it sells. Spending $1 to $2 in return makes sense, and staging is the prescription, as I like to call it, that guides you in what kinds of things will get you that kind of return. Number six, do you offer a single contact to look out for me throughout the entire sales process? You know, there are these discount brokers out there, folks, where you're passed from one agent to another, and all as a means of saving money, but there's a lack of service quality by having that pass along happen. Having somebody that's going to guide you through that will be there for you. Is that agent readily available? Are they going to give you time, answer the questions until they've been finished, until you feel like, yes, I can't think of anything else to ask you? You know what that's like, where you're given 5 minutes to ask questions, and then as soon as that is over, you know, like you're pressed to be finished because that person's in a rush. We don't rush you at the Eric Stewart Group. Number 7, do you have a reference list of clients? Be sure to spot call some of the names. Talk to some of the people. What kind of online marketing do you do? This is such a critical question when you consider that 92% of buyers start their search online. If they're going to start their search online, they're going to want to see excellent photos, good descriptions. And how is this agent going to really market the property? The word virtual tour is so undefined. A virtual tour could be 5 pictures, a picture of the front, a picture of the back, a picture of the kitchen, a picture of a bathroom, a picture of the basement. There's your virtual tour. So get definition as to what the virtual tour will be like and how easy it is for a buyer to get through the property. We put together, we measure all the square footage of your home, regardless of what the tax assessor says. We don't care. We want to know. We want to validate it. And then we want to marry our photos to the floor plan that we'll draw for your property. I listed a gorgeous, gorgeous lot. It's got a house on it, but it's really a lot for $2.25 million in Potomac on 3-plus acres right off of Harrington Road. This is an incredible situation. In fact, if you're listening and you're thinking of buying and building a property and you want to be just 2 minutes from 495 at River Road, but you want to be in Potomac and you want to have property bounded by streams on two sides and a beautiful fall, rise and fall in the land with plenty of envelope to build your 8,000 or 10,000 or whatever square foot house you might want, take a look at this property on Harrington Road. It's 9311 Harrington Road. Go to ericstewartgroup.com and take a peek at it. You see, the online marketing that we have for Harrington Road is expansive. It's very dynamic, as are the other properties. If you go to ericstewartgroup.com, take a look and see how well we position our properties to be received by the buying public. Number 9, how will you research my particular area? It's good to know what the schools are. It's good to know where the parks are. It's good to know the feng shui. It's good to know the view from one side of the property to the other. Researching parks, schools, and other amenities can sell the value of your location better than an agent who doesn't understand those things. It is important to know the location and sell it well. Okay? Number 10, do you have experience selling homes in the price range of my property? Hey, this property, $2.25 million in Harrington, that's a pretty pricey piece of property. Considering it's got a 1950s single-family home that isn't worth that, it's the land that someone would be buying. How do you market a property like that effectively to the right buyer? You want to ask those questions. Get a free copy of the Market Ready Guide at ericstewartgroup.com if you want more information, or toll-free 800-900-9104. Got my final thoughts coming up right after this.